Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you.
And good Monday morning to you. It's 7:40, 71 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us on this Monday morning. A little muggy out there, but we can do this together. And of course, as it relates to getting back to the things we love, and we love football right here in York County and South Carolina, it's about doing what we need to be doing.
That's sure. Right. We got the nickname Football City USA for a reason.
That's right.
We have head Rock Hill High School football coach Bubba Pittman joining us. I almost called you Bubba Watson. I do that every single time. One day I'll get it.
I wish I was had Bubba Watson's money.
There you go.
Bubba Pittman joins us. And coach, starting this week, players can now hold a football. So this is a new set of guidelines, right, moving forward, starting this week, and kind of elaborate
and
what that looks like.
We're not talking about, like, pre-K summer camp.
Right.
That's kind of what it sounds like. You finally get to hold the ball. High school.
Right. The South Carolina High School League put out some recommendations a few weeks ago that stated that we couldn't use a football at this time, but with after 10 practice days or 14 calendar days, we can now get a ball out and we can hold the ball. One player can hold it. They can't share a ball. Like a quarterback can't pass to a receiver or take a snap or hand to a running back. But we can do some drill work where we actually, one player is holding a ball, and that starts today.
Well, that's so important too, because my observation of football is they try to get that football out of your hand. So you need to practice holding on to that, clutching it close to your chest.
Yeah, there's a lot of drills that we do, you know, especially our running backs, you know, do a lot of drills where they hold the ball, but having a ball out, and coaches can use it as a guide, you know, to do change of direction drills, those kind of things. Just one step closer, you know, and we're real excited about that. So one step closer.
Baby steps,
yeah,
right?
Baby steps.
Making it down the football field, you know.
That's
about
right.
That. All right. You're trying to just get to mid halfway, you know.
Yeah. We talk about 10 yards at a time.
That's about
10 yards at a time, and that's kind of where we're taking this thing. It's just a little step at a time, gradually getting closer and closer to the season.
So who will basically handle the ball today? Your quarterbacks?
Well, they can. A quarterback can hold a ball and throw into a net, but he's got to have his own set of balls, and those balls have to be disinfected after he uses them. Another quarterback can have a set and, you know, do a drill separate from each other, but they have to have separate contact, you know. So like I said, running backs will do it, quarterbacks will do it. Rest of the guys are mostly going to be in some type of position work stuff where they're doing stance and start and just some basic install stuff. It's really good for us, though, because we miss spring practice, you know. So when we miss spring practice, a lot of those fundamentals and those beginning things that we go over, you know, we miss that this year. So we're going to be able to go kind of take a step back and go through those things. So it'll be good.
Tell us about what it was like when you had that first meeting and started to explain to the team how things would be done this year. From when you arrive, does everybody have to have their temperature checked? Every time?
Yeah, every time. And I tell you, it was the way we do it at Rock Hill High, we do a lot of things through our position group. So from the very beginning, early on, mid-March, you know, April, we were meeting every week with our players. We're meeting twice a week with our coaches. So we stayed in pretty close contact, but we didn't really meet as a whole team. And then right before this started, we did meet as sides of the ball. Offense met, defense met, you know. We did it that way, and just because we couldn't get the whole team in one Zoom session. So we met that way. It was exciting to see the guys at that time and just get a chance to see their face, everybody's face again, and not just because I always deal with quarterbacks, so usually those are the only guys I see. But it was really good to be able to see all the guys and get it out there. There was some excitement in the air. The guys were – a little shocked when they showed up with everything they had to do. You know, they have to report to the nurse, take their temperature, and we're so spread out, you know, that it really sometimes feels like, where's the team?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And they're like, you're looking around, well, they're there. There's 75 kids there, and they're, but they're all over campus and in different areas, you know.
Gosh.
So it's just, it's a different feeling. Different feeling.
Coach, we're speaking with Coach Bubba Pittman from Rock Hill High School, the football coach there. How, though, as a coach, do you keep the morale up when you're all spread out like that?
Yeah.
What do you do? Like, what is your job? Like, how do you do that? Where do you get that fire from yourself to instill that into your guys?
Well, I think it's, you know, I've heard other coaches talk about protect the season, mm-hmm. you know, and
yeah.
I think that's the big mm-hmm. thing that we mm-hmm. talk about with our kids is, listen, I know there's a lot of hoops that we have to jump through, but we want to play football, you know. So we've got to protect the season. We've got to do what we have to do to be able to get back to that point. You know, my big thing is I try to encourage coaches. Our coaches have – it's hard for me to meet with – I can't meet with the whole team right now, you know. So I just encourage the coaches and try to give them little bits of advice to tell the kids, try to keep their morale up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just a different time, you know, and there's different strategies. Everybody's doing it differently. So,
are we ultimately hoping that by maintaining the distance, by trying to flatten the curve now, I mean, we're coming into July, games begin, what, end of August traditionally? Mm-hmm. Are we hoping that we can go back to a regular football game that we know and love, or do we expect to see some kind of modification of that too?
Well, I don't know if we're going to see any modifications of the actual game, you know, but I think we're all hoping, you know, we're
Gosh.
All hoping that these numbers start to trend downward. You know, I know we're having a spike over these last couple of weeks that I don't attribute to South Carolina high school sports. You know, I can more South Carolina tourism, you know, I think are driving the numbers up just a little bit. But hopefully we'll get past this, you know, and you know, we'll get to a situation where the league feels safe, you know, our mm-hmm. district feels safe, that we can put our kids out there and let them do what they love to do.
Certainly this is not what you would have hoped for
right.
with all the guidelines and recommendations. Instead of harping on the negative, what is something positive that you have found has come out of this for maybe the coaching staff, the players, that in a traditional model just didn't exist? What is something that is a shining light that you're like, this is not ideal, but we've learned this, or maybe able to do this? Instead of harping on the negative, what's a positive?
Well, I think there's two things that I've taken out of it. Number one, we were able to build really good relationships with our rising ninth graders, you know, and in a time that's usually really, really busy for us, where we're leading up to spring practice and, you know, we're trying to reach out to those kids that are coming to Rock Hill High and build those relationships. It's kind of tough when you're focused on your team at the high school. But being at home during March and April really gave us a chance to reach out to the guys that were coming to Rock Hill High and make them part of our family. So that was the first thing. The second thing is, and this is going to sound weird coming from a football coach, but, you know, it gave us a chance to breathe a little bit. Football is, in my opinion, it's the only sport that is mandated that we go year-round. I mean, we walk off the field in November, you know, or December, hopefully, and, you know, in January, we're starting right back up, you know, and it's almost 12 months a year, and it's constant, you know. So I think it really gave our kids an opportunity to be hungry for the game, you know, and kind of miss it just a little. Our coaches miss it just a little. And, you know, when we do get the chance to see each other, we're kind of excited, you know. And instead of, you know, the term you've heard people use over the past is, it's a grind, it's a grind. Well, we don't want it to be a grind. We want it to be fun, you know, and
right.
be something that you enjoy and look forward to. And I think that this break, even though we really didn't want it, you know, it's made us really, really miss, you know, what we love to do.
It's a great outlook.
Maybe that can
yeah.
be for everybody's right. takeaway today, to appreciate more the things that we love and to really lean in hard right now and mm-hmm. do what we need to do just to flatten the trend.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. We'll look for the Rock Hill Bearcats, part of the WRHI Football City
Ooh,
USA
yeah.
kickoff. That's coming up in August.
Yep.
Look forward to seeing you guys on the football field there.
We're looking forward to it.
Good luck this week.
Well, I appreciate it.
Football players can now hold a football.
We can hold a football.
Yeah.
Hold a football.
Only
as
your
always.
Own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Coach Bubba Pittman from Rock Hill High School. Go Bearcats. We certainly appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir.